أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي لا إله إلا الله. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان، فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء سلاح المؤمن. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole creator of this dunya. And Allah created this world as a place of cause and effect, a world of means and the outcome of means. As we find, when a person is in the state of hunger, then Allah Bul Izzat created hunger and Allah created the means to satisfy hunger. That is the food. Allah created thirst, Allah created the means to satisfy the thirst, to quench the thirst. Person goes for to eat some food, has some water, the thirst is quenched, the hunger is satiated, is satisfied. Now a person in this dunya has other needs. A person needs clothing, he needs shelter, he needs air to breathe, he needs a wife to fulfill his needs. And in this way, insan in this entire world is faced with different types of needs all the time. Insan is an embodiment of needs. From head to toe, all the time, insan is in need of Allah. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, He made this world a world of need. Then Allah Pak made this world also a world whereby one's needs will be fulfilled. And we are also commanded in the Mubarak Ahadith to adopt the halal means to reach our goals, to reach our ends, to fulfill our needs. This is something that now has been encouraged. But at the same time, Allah Rabbul Izzat made it such that the effect of the means, Allah kept it by Himself. Allah Pak told, adopt the means to fulfill your goals. But as far as the means having the power to fulfill your need, that's not possible. That Allah has kept that by Himself. As a result, you find in many cases, many situations, the person is ill, he goes to the doctor, he adopts all the various means of shifa. But shifa is not written. So the illness goes on increasing. A person got some acute sickness, he's eating, but he's not getting satiated. The thirst is not getting quenched. The person has the asbab of happiness, of comfort in his possession. He's a very wealthy man, he's sitting on not millions but billions. But he can't find happiness, he can't find solace. He got the best of beds, the best of couches, the best of rooms, air condition and everything is gone. But he can't get sleep. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is showing man that, oh insan, I created the means and I created the way for you to fulfill your needs. But I kept the fulfillment of your needs in my hands. So that Allah Rabbul Izzat made a special door. And that door is the door of dua. And where a person will turn to Allah Barak wa Ta'ala to fulfill his need, then Allah will make it such that that means will prove effective in fulfilling the means. So that dua, the door of dua. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the Mubarak Hadith, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ مَا يُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَدُوِّكُمْ وَيُدِرُّ لَكُمْ أَرْزَاقَكُمْ. Should I not show you a way through which you will be able to save yourself from your enemies? And a way through which you will draw from the risk and sustenance of Allah. This is something that everybody is faced with every day. Person wakes up in the morning, his main fikr is my rozi. And he's also concerned about that whatever I have, I must protect it also. Natural disasters, catastrophes, Allah Pak must save us from. Then we find he's concerned about theft. He's concerned about hostile situations coming about. So here Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is showing that what is the solution to all problems? Ala adullukum ma yunjikum min aduwikum wa yudirru lakum arzaqakum. Someone told you, but I show you a way to save yourself from the enemies. You know, put the burglar guard systems, you know. Get patrols, go do this, do that. Nabi Alayhi Salaam is not saying this. Tad'una rabbakum, tad'una Allah laylakum wa nahar. Continue to make dua to Allah night and day. That your heart should be connected and linked with Allah all the time. That is the way to draw from His treasures, to protect yourself from hostile situations, from the enemies, and to draw from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's rizq and rozi. Allah is the only Zat and being that can grant a person rozi sustenance. Nabi Alayhi Salaam is showing dua, night and day make dua. And then Nabi Alayhi Salaam in the end mention of this hadith, in the end of this hadith says, فَإِنَّ الدُّعَى سِلَاهُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. That dua is the main weapon of a believer. And then the person maybe is faced with enemies. So he looks for his gun, he looks for his ammunition, he looks for his... But the ammunition that Nabi Alayhi Salaam is talking about, that is dua. A person should ask himself, how much of this dua is in my life? My Ustad mentioned, my Ilyas Patel, Damat Barakatum, see, you know, a person, at the end, you'll think of dua. Somebody is traveling from one place to another place, so you ask the person, so how are you doing? So, no, alhamdulillah, you know, bought the ticket, you know, bought the plane, I'll get there, I'm going to meet someone. So, I got everything in place, alhamdulillah. So, if you're going to get there, then how are you going to meet the person? You know, I got my phone also, got contact numbers. Suppose you lose everything. So, I'll make dua.
As far as the Nabi Kareem sallam taught the Sahaba, a mu'min, his heart should be with Allah all the time. His heart should not be with the means. He will adopt the means, but his heart is with the controller of the means. Musabbibul Asbab. And really, this dua, it can make the impossible possible. Allah Pak made it, you know. And every servant's heart linked with his creator. And really, we should be adopting the means, the halal means, we should adopt it, because this is what the hadith encourages also. And then we'll place our tawakkul and trust upon Allah. But from the very, very beginning, we must have our heart that, oh Allah, this means cannot prove effective in fulfilling my need. Only you can do it. Hazrat Imam Bukhari rahimullah was born blind. For 8 years of his life, he was blind. 8 years. Imagine a child is born blind, then the parents, the family, what expectation will they have in this child's future? Child can't see. He came into the dunya, he came into the world, but he can't see this world. The light of his eyes is not there. But his mother continued to make dua, continued making dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for 8 years. And after 8 years, he sees in a dream, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came to her in the dream. And he says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had restored the eyesight of your son on account of your excessive dua to Allah in his favor. Because you can't make dua. And when she wakes up, she sees it. Hazrat Imam Bukhari, Allah now see. Not only did he see, Allah Pak made him be such that he made the whole world also see with such light and such nur of the Mubarak ahadith spread in the world, that as though he gave eyes, he gave spiritual sight to the people of the world. So Allah Pak, there's nothing difficult to Allah. A person is going through some hardship, some difficulty, turn to Allah. Allah is that only Zat and being who we can turn to, who can help us. Nobody can help you, not your boss can help, not that business acumen, not your degrees, not your business, nothing. There were people who are billionaires, and there we find that the fire came and they were paupers the next day. In Burma, people were so much of wealth they had, so much of wealth. A huge masjid from one side to another side, from the bottom till the top, would fill with notes, so wealthy they were. This one night, the government changed the currency. The people are smoking that money, smoking. What are they going to do? Paupers. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is in control of everything. Today a person can be fit as a fiddle, he's moving around, he's thinking, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, I must do exercise. You know, also speak about this diet and, you know, this diet plan, that everything is walking around thinking, I'm in control. And just see, you know, the next money he wakes up, got a stroke. A person is a cabbage. He can't help himself, he can't help anybody else. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is making that history is repeating itself all the time. Different examples, we see it. All the time we're seeing it. Allah Pak wants his insan's eyes to open, the eyes of his heart to recognize Allah. Before he leaves this world, recognize Allah. That is only Allah who is there for you, who only Allah can fulfill your needs. Only Allah Ta'ala can cause everything to reach accomplishment. Only Allah can accomplish, no, nothing else. Imagine Simak bin Harb Rahimullah, very great muhaddis. Very, very great muhaddis. And Allah granted him so much of ahadith, so much of ahadith. Among the narrators of Tirmidhi Sharif also, find it is in the different compilations of hadith, his name comes, Simak bin Harb. And then he became blind. When he became blind, he began to cry to Allah, Tabaraka, oh Allah, so much of ulum, so much of knowledge you granted me. But now, I haven't got my sight. I need this my sight, you know, so I don't make mistakes when I'm narrating ahadith. I can pass this treasure on to people. So he continued making dua and dua, crying to Allah Ta'ala. And there Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam comes in a dream. Like how Imam Bukhari's mother, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, also came and told him, don't worry, Allah Ta'ala will restore your sight. The Euphrates River, the Furat, go and dive in this river. When you come out, Allah will grant you sight. And he did it. He came out, he had his sight. There are many examples of people, their life examples, that something happened to a person and he'll give you his own history, his own story. Alhamdulillah, I was in difficulty, I made dua, Allah Pak removed my problem. So you got something for us to try. It's tried and tested. It's something that the Nabi of Allah told, the Sahaba also seen. On the night of Badr, the Nabi of Allah is making dua and dua. Sahaba says, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, we the Sahaba, we slept portion of the night. The Nabi of Allah didn't sleep, he never slept. The Nabi of Allah is in dua, whole night is making dua. Until Abu Bakr Siddiq took pity, don't worry, Allah will accept your dua. And the following day, we find Allah Ta'ala granted him that victory. Allah granted victory. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, فَإِنَّ الدُّعَى سِلَاهُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الدُّعَى. This is the main weapon of a believer. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that dua is the pillar of deen. Dua is the pillar of deen. And dua is the light of the skies and the earth. And if you want that light, then turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in dua. Turn to Allah. In this dunya, we find insan, if someone comes and asks you for a favor, you might help him. You know, some financial assistance can you give me? So you'll give him one time, two times. After you say, a person, you say, well, you make it a habit. So you will be turned away from that person. You want to give him, you want to give him a second look also, you want to sympathize with him, negative thoughts and feelings will enter your heart regarding the person. People don't work today, you know, this one, you know, easy handouts, so we'll have those. But the hadith mentions, Man sa'ala Allah yaghdab, the one who asks Allah, Allah becomes happy. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ, the one who don't ask Allah, Allah becomes displeased. Allah Ta'ala becomes displeased with that servant. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person is traveling and is in a very, very pitiful plight, a very pitiable state and condition. He doesn't have any wealth, no food, nothing. He's a musafir, and musafir's du'as are accepted. He's a pauper. He is worthy of being pitied. And Nabi Alayhi Salaam mentioned that Yabuddu Yadayhi ila Sama, he lifts his hands to the skies. And then he's crying to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, oh my Lord, oh my Lord. Wa mat'amuhu haramun, wa mashrabuhu haramun, wa malbasuhu haramun, wa ghuziya bil haram, fa anna yustajabu lah. Whatever he has eaten prior to this is haram. Whatever he has drunk is haram. The clothing he's wearing is haram. Everything around this man is with haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَهِ, where will Allah Ta'ala accept his dua? So here you understand that Allah Ta'ala made it such that the dua also is a means of connecting with Allah and a means of fulfilling our needs. But dua also got conditions. Among the conditions of dua is that a person's income, a person's earning should be halal. He should be eating halal. The one who eats haram, then for 40 days his ibadat is not accepted. The du'as he makes also Allah won't accept it. You're feeding your children, you want them to become hufaz and ulama, but you're feeding them haram. You find in that home there will be fire, there will be fire there. The fires of disputes, fighting, arguments, problems. Why? It's because, and then Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that one thing is that the rosy. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to become mustajabu da'wat, that my du'as will be accepted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that eat halal, Allah will make your du'as be accepted, you become mustajab. It happened like that. So one is, and the second thing, a person mustn't make sin, mustn't make guna. If a person is making guna, and then he's expecting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to accept whatever he wants, Allah to fulfill his needs, it's not going to work out. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is ghafoor rahim. But the servant needs to act like a servant. If you're not conducting like a servant before Allah, then how is it that we expect Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to fulfill our needs with respect and afiyat and qabuliyat? So very, very important is that sin, a person must stay away from sins. When a person commits sins, Allah Pak takes the barakat of his rozi away. He is mahroom of, the rozi goes away also. Barakat goes and the rozi also decreases. Sometimes Allah gives you respite before he takes it away. Maybe my banda might come to his senses. And then all those people around you who loved you, who respected you, Allah Pak puts hatred in their hearts for you. Some problems come about. Think, hey, where the problem comes about? But the problem is that in that sin. Nabi Ali Sallam mentioned one hadith that when the community begins to sin openly and people don't make amr bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar, there's nobody to stop the evil and enjoying good. There's sin happening everywhere. The ulama also not speaking, nobody speaking. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his mercy will be withheld. Allah's mercy. Rain doesn't come down also. Had it not been for the animals, one drop also wouldn't have come. People undergo hardship and difficulties. And then Nabi Alayhi Salaam mentioned that even if the pious lift their hands to make dua, Allah won't accept duas also. So how it is, how important it is that we understand that we need to turn to Allah all the time. Allah is the only door to fulfill our needs, to bring happiness, contentment, peace of heart, peace of mind. It's only Allah. And that is through dua. But at the same time, we need to understand, for the dua to work out, for the dua, like that arrow to hit its mark, this is what we need to do. And this is how important it is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith, Nabi so mentioned, Hasru amwalakum bi zakat. If you want to protect your wealth through zakat. Today a person is worried, you know, my wealth, my business, my home, my car. What's the way I need to adopt to protect it? Say, no, I need to get insurance. So the person is getting entangled in riba and in gambling. And so all the time when this man got an insurance policy, that contract, he's engaged in sin 24/7 because he took out that contract, he took that thing out. And you know what? The bank promotes riba interest. That's only the bank. The bank is very bad. And then the person, he goes to the casino, it's only gambling. A combination of both is in these contracts. A person might be performing salah, he might be reciting Quran Sharif, making a lot of zikr, he's going to the ulama's majalis, everything, but he's not making tawbah for this sin because he does not recognize the sin to be a sin. Imagine. So now he says, Mawlana, I'm not seeing happiness. I'm not seeing happiness. Someone said, no, make zikr, you know, make a lot of zikr. The root cause is not that. The root cause is that you are on a war path with Allah. When you're on a war path with Allah, then how is it? You know? How you expect it? So a person should understand is that when the ulama say something is haram, many times a person says, hey, you know, why are they saying like this? Yeah? So they rather say it because you rather hear it and know it. So before your eyes close, when you meet Allah, and then you see there's a problem over there, he says, no, they told you. He says that, you know, a person is passing, he wants to bring some goods in the country. You say, no, you need to declare it. You know, what I need to do? You need to do all these things, you know. So the SARS don't catch you. I need to have my books in order. Everything must be in order. So a person will do everything. Why? Because he wants to play safe. He just wants to secure himself. I don't want to have a problem. So here, with the ulama mentioned that these elements of riba, the elements of gambling, it's a contract with money. You're selling money to buy money. You're selling money to buy money. You're giving the insurance company, I'm giving them money. It's money. Every month I'm giving them money. In the event when I have an accident, I have a fire, I have a problem, they must give me money back. So you can't buy money for money. And you gave them 20,000 and now the situation struck, Allah Pak save us. And now they're paying you 50,000. So the 20,000 you gave them, that is, you can take that. But the 30,000 is riba. So the contract itself is a haram contract. And the person is thinking, the first thing to start off with is that make istighfar and tawbah every day. And wallah, I'm weak. My iman is weak. Wallah, I'm iman. Don't test me, wallah. I'm really weak. So what happens? You're not justifying the wrong. If you pass away, Allah will say, no, my banda, at least he recognized my system. He recognized my law to be divine. He recognized my constitution. You know, the constitution of the government was not important. The constitution of Allah was important. The government can declare zina to be legal, interest legal, but by Allah is haram. A person's whole business is running on all these things. And then he says that, why are we not seeing happiness? You're not seeing happiness because there's a hole in your pocket. You know, you're putting that money, is going away. The barakat is going, everything is going. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, you want to protect your wealth? What's the means? Not insurance policies and contracts. Hassinu amwalakum bi zakat. Through zakat, secure your wealth. Protect your wealth through zakat. You know, there's one person in Saharanpur. He was an alim. Mawlana Fazlullah. So, and he should always say, Allah ka fazal. You know, his takya kalam, anything he says, hey, Allah ka fazal, in Allah's grace. So anyway, it was at night, people broke his home, came in his room, and where the safe was, they woke him up, where's the safe? He said, there's a safe there. So they tried to break the safe. So steal the money. He had one, two locks on it. Couldn't break this. So he told him, see, I heard from the big Mulana. Right? There was one great alim that was present. Mulana Mazhar from Saharanpur. You see, if you give your zakat, Allah will protect your wealth. Allah will protect your wealth. You see, this small safe of mine, you won't break it. Because I gave the zakat. And I don't have time now to pay attention, I'm going to sleep. He turned around and he stepped away. At Fajr time, these people said, yeah, really, you know, we can't break, never mind, let's leave it. You know. One person mentioned, he says, some thieves entered his home, and there was jewelry and there was wealth. They stole the jewelry and the money was next to it. So he came to the alim. So asked the alim. So the alim told him that he said, but the money was more than the jewelry. They left everything. He said, did you pay a zakat? Yeah, I paid the zakat for the wealth, but I never paid the zakat for the jewelry. He said, that's it. You know. Hassinu amwalakum bi zakat wa dawu mardakum bi sadaqa. When somebody falls ill, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is showing prophetic prescriptions. If you want your sick to get well, then give sadaqah. You adopt also other means of shifa, but give sadaqah, turn to Allah. وَاسْتَقْبِلُوا أَمْوَالَ الْبَلَىٰ بِالدُّعَاءِ وَالتَّضَرُّ. And the waves of calamities that come your way, then you combat the waves of calamity with dua and becoming humble before Allah. Dua. And what becoming humble means? Compliance to the sharia, obedience and submission to Allah. If you're doing everything right, then alhamdulillah, Allah's mercy will come. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the time of Adam alayhi salam was the same Allah, time of Nabi Kareem was the same Allah, and in this zamanat, it's only one Allah. And Allah Pak in the Quran, He mentioned in the Mubarak Hadith, Allah Pak shows everywhere. If you fulfill what Allah wants, Allah will bring conditions of prosperity, Allah will remove difficulties. That is the golden principle. You know. But today, insan, we don't want to adopt it. We don't adopt this principle. As a result, the person is finding problems in his nikah, he's finding problems in his health, he's finding problems in every department of his life. A person is looking, he says, I have only problems and problems. So how important it is, we understand this very, very well. Turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in dua. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the only zat and means who can fulfill our needs, bring happiness, chain, contentment, rahat in our lives. And it's only Allah tabaraka. We should make dua for ourselves. Daily we should make dua. Every day. One hadith, the sahabi mentions, Abu Malik Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala was a tabi. He quotes from his father, Tariq ibn Asham. He says that my father mentioned he was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that the Nabi of Allah, whenever new Muslims used to embrace Islam, then the Nabi of Allah's among the first things that Nabi used to teach the sahaba who embrace Islam was salah. As though Nabi Sallam connected the servants with the Creator to come to the masjid. Oh, salah. And then Nabi Sallam taught them after salah, he said, and make this dua also after salah. Nabi Sallam taught them a dua. What was this dua that the Nabi of Allah taught the sahaba when they embraced Islam? Allahumma ghfirli. Allahumma ghfirli. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Warhamni. Oh Allah, have raham upon me. Wa'afini, O Allah, bring ease and comfort, no hardship and difficulty. Wahdini, O Allah, guide me. Warzuqni, O Allah, grant me rozi. Five du'as. He says, the Nabi of Allah used to teach them salah and taught them make this du'a after salah, the five du'as. Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wa'afini, wahdini, warzuqni. And the sahabi himself mentioned, he says, there was another sahabi who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was present and the sahabi told, O Nabi of Allah, teach me a dua that I can implore my Allah through. Oh Rasul of Allah, teach me something. Mada as'alu Rabbi. How should I implore Allah and beg Him? Nabi Sallam taught him the same duas. Allah, only this in this hadith got four things. Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wa'afini, warzuqni. Wahdini is not there. One thing is not there. Four things. Then Nabi Sallam, after he taught him, Allahumma ghfirli, Allah forgive me. Warhamni, have raham on me. Wa'afini, keep me in afiyat. Afiyat means you're not going to face any hardship and difficulty. Always ease, comfort, no problem. Warzuqni and rozi. Nabi Sallam, after he taught the sahabi this four duas, Nabi Sallam told him, the one who makes this dua, he has gathered the goodness of this life and the next. This life and the next. Afiyat. One sahabi radiallahu ta'ala said, Oh Allah, give me sabr. Nabi Sallam stuck him at the back. He says, Sa'altallaha al-bala, to ask for sabr, it means you ask for hardship and difficulty. Then you have to make sabr. Oh no, when you have to ask, Allah ask for afiyat. Ease, comfort, no problem, Allah afiyat. Even after the dua of azan, we should make dua, Nabi Sallam taught, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyat. After dua of azan, make the... Afiyat means ease, comfort and no problems in any way. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told, the one who Allah grants afiyat, he got everything, you know. Allah Ta'ala give me all tawfiq wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم فسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لغدوة في سبيل الله أو روحة خير من الدنيا وما فيها وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من عاد مريضا أو زار أخا له في الله ناداه مناد بأن طبت وطاب ممشاك وتبوأت من الجنة منزلا وقال تبارك وتعالى إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس وقال عبد الله بن المبارك رأيت الذنوب تميت القلوب ويورثك الذل إدمانها وتركك الذنوب حياة القلوب وخير لنفسك عصيانها فيا معشر الإخوان اتقوا الله تعالى في السر والعلن وذروا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن واعلموا أن الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وقال تعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد